Now, Reagan, I came over to the hotel for the purpose of congratulating you on a very fine campaign, expressing to you our compliments for the outstanding organization that you had. You really got us in shape. I think the campaign you waged and the organization you put together was beneficial to the campaign that we have beginning right away to defeat the Democratic nominees and to make certain that our philosophy prevails for the next 4 years. I thank you for your indication of full support, and again, I congratulate you for a fine campaign. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. President, my congratulations to you. It was a good fight, Mom, and he won. My congratulations, and of course, you know that, as we both agreed all the way from the very beginning, once the fight was over, we're on the same side and we go forward together.
Mr. President, did you discuss the vice presidency with Governor Reagan?
I talked about a number of possibilities. We had a discussion in that regard, yes.
Mr. President, was Mr. Reagan one of those possibilities you discussed?
That's a private matter between Governor Reagan and myself, and I don't think we should comment further.
Governor Reagan, are you prepared to campaign actively for President Ford in the election?
Yes, as I've said before, and it's what I've always done and believed in with regard to the party, I'll do all that I can.
Your wife said earlier this evening that she'd be happy to get back to the ranch.
Well,
this is all over. Is that what's
going to
happen, sir?
Well, I want to tell you, I'll be happy to get back to the ranch too. But I don't think we mean to permanently settle down there on the ranch. But I know what she meant. We're both tired, and I think we're all tired having been through this campaign, and we are looking forward to a breathing spell.
Governor Reagan, are you going to stand by your statement that you would not accept the vice presidency?
I still stand by that statement, yes.
Governor Reagan, could you turn down a draft by the convention?
Well, now you're asking Barry one of those hypothetical questions. I'll answer that if and when it comes.
Mr. President, why did you send Trenton Becker out to California to negotiate the pardon with Mr. Nixon when he was under investigation for criminal tax fraud at the time?
I think we're discussing matters that are of much more interest at this time, and I've answered it in the past. If you go back and look at the records, you'll find out.
Mr. President, is there a place for Ronald Reagan in your administration?
Of course there is. As came out during the campaign, I wanted Governor Reagan to be a part of my administration, and there certainly would be. He's a person whose philosophy is virtually identical with mine, and he certainly has indicated a great capability as an executive of the largest state in the Union. The answer is yes.
President, you have now
We'll make the announcement tomorrow.
Mr. President, you now in principle have the votes of approximately 20% of the electorate. How do you propose to go about getting the votes of the other 31%?
That's very simple. Our philosophy, I think, is believed in by a majority of the American people today. In my opinion, the Democratic ticket, nominee for president and vice president, they've embraced the Democratic platform. They have embraced the record of the Democratic Congress. Both are very vulnerable, and I don't think they coincide with the views, the philosophy of the American people today. And we're going to go out and campaign against them as candidates, against the Democratic platform, and against the Democratic congressional record. And I think the American people will support us and defeat them.
Will you debate Jimmy Carter?
We don't rule it out.
President, you haven't said whether you have or you have not made up your mind about a vice presidential choice.
I have not.
Can you tell us who is on your vice presidential list?
I'll tell you who the choice is tomorrow.
What time?
How early do you want it?
2 a.m.
We'll advise you at the appropriate time.
Mr. Reagan, do you consider your philosophy almost identical with that of the president?
I think basically it has to be pretty much the same philosophy as I said it was with when I picked Senator Swiker, or we wouldn't be in the same party. I think there are differences. I think we have different approaches to a number of things, but I think basically, basic philosophy, yes.
Governor Reagan, would you accept... serve in a Ford administration?
What's that?
Would you be willing to serve in a Ford administration?
Well, I had the honor of having that offered to me once and turned it down because there was something else that I thought I would rather do, and I still believe that I would rather take up again what I was doing before I became a candidate, which was in the communications field.
And if the convention were to draft you, sir, would you reject any move by the convention?
Well, I just said that that's a hypothetical question. I haven't seen any signs of such a thing happening. I'll answer when I see any such signs.
As far as this campaign's been fought, do you think you'd have any trouble selling Mr. Reagan to the American people? I mean, as bitterly as you should be tested.
I don't think our fight's been a bitter one. It's been a very hotly contested campaign. I happen to think the campaign was beneficial. Took a lot of time, a lot of effort, but the net result is... good for the Republican Party.
Governor Reagan, are you saying that you will permit your name to be entered for the vice presidential nomination tomorrow night?
No.
You will not permit it?
No.
President, could you reflect a little on the course of the campaign, and could you explain why you think it was so difficult for you, an incumbent president, to get the nomination of your own party?
Governor Reagan is probably the most effective campaigner in the United States today. And when you're competing against a man with that skill and ability and dedication, of course it's a tough contest. And I've complimented him for a fine campaign. He had a good organization. That makes it very difficult.
Governor Reagan, you seem to have left the door open for a draft, or at least not.
No.
Are you going to instruct the states not to enter your name in nomination tomorrow evening?
Well, I'm not going to be so presumptuous to go out there and suggest that maybe they're going to do it. That's what I meant by I haven't seen any signs of that. I'll treat with that at that time, but I'm not going to go running out and saying, don't you dare do something, and they might look me at me very astounded and say we didn't have any intention of doing that.
How will you treat the President? Will Governor Reagan be invited to address the convention tomorrow?
Quite frankly, I haven't thought about it.
What's your instinct about that?
Well, I'll talk to the governor about it.
Mr. President, do you still feel that Governor Reagan's comments about the Panama Canal and the campaign were irrestricted?
I support the Republican platform, which was agreed to by his people and by my people.
I don't think that answers the question.
That's the way I'll answer it. I think all during the campaign, the Ford people that I talked with indicated they would have supported Governor Reagan, and the Reagan people that I had the opportunity to talk with or heard from otherwise said they would support President Ford. I think that's true across the spectrum as far as the convention is concerned. Our principles really transcend personalities, and I think we can solidify the party, strengthen it, and win in November. Thank you very, very much.
I think that does it. Thank you very much.